and then dry and mild on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. New charges in the Anaya Blanchard case. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes announced Ibrahim Yazid is now charged with capital murder. The medical examiner determined Blanchard died from a gunshot wound. Thousands attended the funeral of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams Monday. Several sheriffs spoke about Williams' character and his love for his community. Williams was laid to rest at McQueen Cemetery in Haneville. He was 62 years old. And the state's official Christmas tree has arrived at the state capitol. This year's tree is an eastern red cedar donated by the Allen family of Fitzpatrick in Bullitt County. Crews will now begin decorating the tree in time for the annual state Christmas tree lighting ceremony, December 6th at 5:30. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the first significant snow of the season for New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. 700 flights were canceled in the Northeast Monday.
We did drive through a whiteout, complete whiteout.
A teenager who brandished a gun at a Milwaukee area high school yesterday was shot by an officer.
Gunshots outside your classroom.
Didn't know if the shots were fake or real.
The Justice Department has responded to a lawsuit by CNN and BuzzFeed and released 295 pages of witness memos and notes from the Mueller investigation.
President Trump is in London for the 70th anniversary NATO summit.
Megan Rapinoe was named the world's top women's soccer player of 2019. It's also known as the Ballon d'Or Award.
And they're fighting for the ball there, and Seattle believes that they have it. And they do. And that'll finish off the night. And the beat goes on for Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, who are now 10-2.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Excuse me. Any caller can get in on the Squeak Farm Market gift basket, but if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. Keep in mind, we do that drawing on Friday, 2:30 to 2:40. What's in that gift basket? $6 with goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Need to brag on Worth Cleaners. I'll tell you, those guys are spectacular. If you're not using them, you certainly should consider, particularly if you're an empty nester like me and you don't have the tons of clothes you did when you had kids and all that kind of stuff. It is a great deal, great service that they deliver and pick up. And my bill is only about $30-something a month, and that's including some dry cleaning that they do. But they fold, they clean, the wash, press, the whole nine yards. Just give them instructions. They'll take care of Worth Cleaners. Steve Worth, a personal friend of mine, we go to church together. Okay, I am reluctantly going to go to Adam Schiff. But the reason I'm going to do this is I want to hear how he makes the case for impeachment. He's got a poster out there that has some of the key sayings. Would like you to do us a favor, though. It's kind of the first one. Was there a quid pro quo? Yeah, the answer is yes. That's from Sondland. And then Mick Mulvaney saying, get over it. So those are their grounds. Everyone was in on the loop. It was no secret. I guess that was...
That was also Sondland.
Sondland? But if that's your grounds, that's not much. I want to hear how Adam's going to take care of this.
Good afternoon. Today we transmit the report of the work of three committees, the Intelligence Committee, the Oversight Committee, as well as the Foreign Affairs Committee, into the President's misconduct with respect to Ukraine. And at the outset, I want to just thank the incredible members of all three committees, as well as our amazing staff that did long hours of work through depositions, open hearings, and compiling all of the evidence into today's report. It was an enormous task, and I want to begin by acknowledging the great work of the great and late colleague of mine, Elijah Cummings. We continue to be inspired by his legacy and guided by thoughts of his integrity and the great moral clarity that he always showed in his work. I also want to thank my colleagues, Chairman Engel, Chairwoman Maloney, for their tremendous work as well. This report chronicles a scheme by the President of the United States to coerce an ally, Ukraine, that is at war with an adversary, Russia, into doing the President's political dirty work. It involves a scheme in which Donald Trump withheld official acts, a White House meeting, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars of needed military assistance in order to compel that power to deliver two investigations that he believed would assist his reelection campaign. And I want to underscore, first of all, just how important that White House meeting was to Ukraine. Ukraine has a new reformer as its president, President Zelensky. A meeting with the most important patron of Ukraine, the President of the United States, in the Oval Office carries enormous significance, both to the people of Ukraine, but as equally important to Russia, that the United States has Ukraine's back in its conflict with a nation which invaded its territory. The military assistance is also absolutely essential. As President Zelensky goes into negotiations with Vladimir Putin, the fact that the United States is providing substantial military assistance approved on a bipartisan basis by Congress is enormously important. The withholding of that aid, even for a period of time, sends a disastrous message to friend and foe alike that the United States does not have the back of its ally. So these were things that Ukraine desperately wanted and needed. At the same time, there was something President Trump desperately wanted and believed that he needed, and that was an investigation that would damage the rival that he feared apparently the most, Joe Biden, as well as an investigation into a debunked conspiracy theory that it was Ukraine, not Russia, that interfered in our last election. Now, that conspiracy theory, which is often summarized or characterized by the term CrowdStrike, that conspiracy theory is a Russian narrative. That is a conspiracy theory put out, promulgated by Vladimir Putin to deflect attention away from Russia's interference in our own election and to try to drive a wedge between the United States and the nation of Ukraine. So that's what the president wanted, these two sham investigations, one into Joe Biden, also debunked and discredited, that sham investigative theory, but also into this idea that Ukraine interfered in our election, not Russia. He was willing to sacrifice...
Folks, if this is his argument that he's making, which is all in his opinion, that this is so far the biggest, most lame argument ever. And what did you notice how he conflated the CrowdStrike with Ukraine? We're talking about Ukraine actually going out and the ambassador to the U.S. saying something publicly, which he did, a member of parliament coming up with the black ledger, which they forged, and then finding out that it was done untruthfully. If this is it, bring it on, guys, because you just opened up a Ukraine investigation, Adam. Go ahead.
The national security of the United States, by withholding military aid and diplomatic recognition in the form of that White House meeting in order to get what he wanted. That scheme, however, was discovered because, among other things, a courageous person stepped forward and blew the whistle, but also because Congress announced that it would investigate the matter. Once we began our investigation and once it became clear to the President and to the White House that this was going to become public, this scheme was going to become public, only then did the President of the United States release the military aid. And as for that White House meeting that Ukraine so desperately sought, that has still not happened to this day. Now, what does this mean for Americans? Why should they care about what the President did vis-a-vis Ukraine? Why should they care indeed about Ukraine? First of all, this is not about Ukraine. This is about our democracy. This is about our national security. This is about whether the American people have a right to expect that the President of the United States is going to act in their interests with their security in mind and not for some illicit personal or political reason. So Americans should care deeply about whether the President of the United States is betraying their trust in him, betraying that oath that he took to the Constitution to protect our country and defend its institutions. So we should care about this, we must care about this, and if we don't care about this, we can darn well be sure the President will be back at it doing this all over again. Because indeed, he already has. First, there was the invitation to Russia to interfere in our last election. Hey, Russia, if you're listening, hack Hillary's emails, and indeed later that day, they tried to do exactly that. But then there was the use of this official power to compel another country, Ukraine, to interfere in the 2020 election. And even after our investigation began, even after the impeachment inquiry began, there was President Donald Trump out on the White House lawn, once again making it abundantly clear that he wanted Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. And what's more, he wanted other countries to interfere in our election as well, and that China should also investigate the Bidens. This is the result of a president who believes that he is beyond indictment, beyond impeachment, beyond any form of accountability, and indeed above the law. And that is a very dangerous thing for this country, to have an unethical president who believes they are above the law. The question now is, what does Congress do about this? One of the other very important elements of our report today, which goes beyond the President's misconduct with Ukraine, goes to the President's obstruction of the Congress, of a co-equal branch of government. And I want to underscore also the seriousness of this misconduct.
So serious.
Because the President informed every department for which we sought records, the State Department, the Office of Management and Budget, which has the records about the withholding of the aid, the Defense Department, his own White House personnel, to refuse to turn over a single document in answer to congressional subpoenas. The President instructed witnesses not to appear. The President used his office and his bully pulpit to try to intimidate witnesses. If the Congress allows a president to so fully and blanketly obstruct the work of Congress, even involving an impeachment investigation into the President's own misconduct, then we are begging for more of the same. We are signaling to any future president they can engage in whatever corruption, malfeasance, or negligence, and they are beyond accountability. And to my GOP colleagues, they need to consider that when we have a Democratic president, are they willing to say, in answer to their oversight, that a president may simply refuse? Because if they are, and if we do, it will mean that the balance of power between our branches of government will be fundamentally altered, and altered for the worse. It will mean that future corruption, malfeasance, and incompetence will be far more likely than it is today. The facts here are really not seriously contested. Indeed, the testimony of the witnesses was remarkably consistent. And you might be forgiven having watched the hearings and watched the reaction of the members of the two parties to the testimony of these witnesses if you thought that there were two different hearings going on at the same time. This points out another danger that the founding fathers were all too aware of, and that is the danger of excessive factionalism. That is that a political party may become so wedded to a president of their own party that they're unwilling to do their constitutional duty. But I firmly believe that if one party relinquishes its responsibility to the Constitution and to their oath, it does not relieve us of our obligation to the same. And I hope that every member of the House and the Senate, whether these proceedings go forward in the House or they don't, will keep in mind their duty is to the Constitution, not to the person of the president. That ought to be our guiding principle. Finally, I think what's presented to us here is really so aptly summed up in what the president's own chief of staff had to say when he informed the country that, yes, indeed, they had withheld military aid to get this political investigation. He told us to get over it. To get over it. That is what the president does. We should just get over it. This is essentially what he was saying. That we need to just get used to the idea of a corrupt president and get over it. And so we will have to decide, given that the evidence of this misconduct is so clear and uncontested, are we prepared to just get over it? Are we prepared to say that henceforth we must expect from this president and those who follow that there will be a certain amount of corruption in which the national security of the country will be compromised, in which the oath of the office will mean that much less, in which the belief in the rule of law in the United States will be that much less? Is that what we're simply to get over or get used to? Well, I, for one, don't think we should get over this. I don't think we should get used to this. I don't think that's what the founders of this country had in mind. Indeed, I think that when they prescribed a remedy, this kind of conduct by a president of the United States putting his own personal political interests above the interest of the American people was exactly why they prescribed a remedy as extraordinary as the remedy of impeachment. And so we have a very difficult decision ahead of us to make.
Oh, yeah.
And I have every confidence that the Judiciary Committee, in consultation with the entire caucus and our leadership, will not only receive this report, as well as the reports of others, and make a proper determination about whether articles of impeachment are warranted. With that, I'm happy to respond to questions.
Let's go to a break, come back, and pick up some of these questions. This is absolutely incredible. If that is it, if that's all you got, you ain't got nothing, because what you're doing is you're putting drama with this thing and adding fixtures to the tree that do not exist. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
To break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your life.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, yes, this is going to be good. I cannot wait. I'm so glad that you guys actually got to hear Adam Schiff do this, because I want to see how it's going to be spun on ABC, NBC, and CBS tonight. And we're going to do a comparison for a show tomorrow. Now Adam Schiff is going to take some questions. It's going to be interesting the direction that these questions go in. I want you to listen in.
Well, I can't go into specifics of dates in which we obtained certain evidence, or indeed whether we obtained communications from one or multiple parties. But certainly the phone records show that there was considerable coordination among the parties, including the White House. Coordination in the smear campaign against Ambassador Yovanovitch, which cleared the way for the three amigos to take over a significant part of Ukraine policy. Coordination in the execution of that policy, and that this was indeed a continuum that began even prior to the recall of the ambassador. Now, Garen, your question gets to a very important point, which is there is more investigative work to be done. One of the issues that we are looking into is, did this scheme begin far earlier than we first understood? Was the scheme in fact put in place to try to pressure the last president of Ukraine, Poroshenko, and his corrupt prosecutor general, Lutsenko, into conducting these same investigations? And was that plan put into turmoil and chaos when this new reformer Zelensky surged in the polling and ultimately won that presidency? That is something we continue to investigate. And that is something that these phone records also shed light on. But even as we believe that we cannot wait because the president's efforts to secure intervention in the next election persist, we continue our investigation, and we will.
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, it sure sounds like you support impeaching the president. Do you support impeaching and then the Senate removing him from office?
I'm going to reserve any kind of a public judgment on that until I have a chance to consult with my colleagues, with our leadership. And I think this really needs to be a decision that we all make as a body. So I'm going to continue to reserve judgment, but I, as you can tell, I am gravely concerned.
Oh, yeah. Gravely.
That if we merely accept this, that we invite not only further corruption, of our elections by this president, but we also invite it of the next president. So I am keenly aware of the significance of the precedent we set in whatever direction we move. And I'm also very strongly guided by the fact that one of the seminal moments in this scheme took place the day after Bob Mueller testified. The day after Donald Trump thought that the last investigation was over, he began the next significant step in a new course of misconduct.
Yes. Given that you said there's more investigating that you've done, do you feel like presenting the strongest possible case here that you're providing to the Judiciary Committee, or would the case be stronger if you had more time to do this extra investigation?
Well, I would say a couple things. First of all, as I mentioned, we continue to investigate whether this scheme began earlier than expected, whether this scheme also involved the last president of Ukraine. But look, we have provided overwhelming evidence in this report of a scheme to pressure the current president of Ukraine to conduct these political investigations. Will it move others if we're able to show that this was not the first time, this was the second time? I think what we have produced in remarkable short order is so overwhelming that it ought to be presented to the Judiciary Committee now without any further delay. If we do uncover additional evidence and we do learn more every day, we will feel free to file supplemental reports to the Judiciary Committee. But there is, I think, grave risk to the country with waiting until we have every last fact, when we already know enough about the president's misconduct to make a responsible judgment about whether we think that's compatible with the office of the president.
Chairman,
Mr. Chairman, yes. Do the phone records cast doubt on anything you heard from the witnesses or anything the president has said publicly?
No, they don't. that I can identify at this moment. I think the phone records are remarkably consistent with the coordination of a lot of this scheme. Now, we obviously don't have complete phone records, and some of the phone records are deeply suggestive of who the parties were talking to, particularly in the White House or the Office of Management and Budget. But because of the president's effort to stonewall investigation, including not turn over their own phone records, not only to us, but to witnesses like Sondland who asked for them, we don't have all of the answers. But we do know this without any doubt, and that is the President of the United States solicited foreign interference in our election and used the power of his office, the power to convene a meeting in the Oval Office, the power to provide or withhold hundreds of millions of dollars of aid to an ally at war to get his political dirty work done. The only question is how more extensive was the scheme, how many others may have been involved, what was the full knowledge and participation of other parties. And while we intend to get the answers to those questions and let the American people know the full facts, we do not intend to delay when the integrity of the next election is still at risk.
Mr. Chairman, last question. Your report mentions cites call records involving ranking member Nunes. Did you speak to him or inquire about those with his office? And do you believe he should recuse himself later today on this vote? Also, do you or your staff plan to present this report to the Judiciary Committee in person?
The rules adopted by the Judiciary Committee provide that our staff counsel will present the report to the committee, so that's what we expect will take place. In terms of the ranking member, it won't surprise you, I'm going to reserve comment. It is, I think, deeply concerning that at a time when the President of the United States was using the power of his office to dig up dirt on a political rival, that there may be evidence that there were members of Congress complicit in that activity. Now, there's a lot more to learn about that, and I don't want to state that is an unequivocal fact. But the allegations are deeply concerning. Our focus is on the president's conduct first and foremost. It may be the role of others to evaluate the conduct of members of Congress. Thank you very much.
Man,
it's a cover-up. It's just becoming clear by the day. The impeachment process here is a cover-up. They know Rudy Giuliani and folks like Nunes knew what these guys were up to in Ukraine. And they're trying to tilt that, spin that to the president and Republicans pursuing their own interest. Our opponents pursuing their interest is corrupt.
Digging up dirt versus finding the truth. So if you're finding the truth, that's really digging up dirt. News on 93.1. Your comments. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Democratic presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris is suspending her campaign for the White House.
In a social media post, Harris says she can't fund her own campaign, and it has become harder and harder to raise the money needed to compete. And in good faith, she writes, I can't tell you I have a path forward if I don't believe I do.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Today in London, President Trump announcing a China trade deal may not come until after next year's election.
We have picked up record numbers in our stock markets, so that's okay. I mean, that's the way I feel. I have to make the right deal.
That news sending stocks lower, along with the president discussing possible tariffs on French imports. California Congressman Duncan Hunter pleading guilty today to misusing campaign money. The Republican faces a possible 5-year prison sentence. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are in for another chilly December day today, but temperatures will start to moderate pretty soon. For today, with a high temperature only up to about 54, lots of sunshine, not as breezy, and then mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Afternoon high around 62, mid-60s Thursday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Chance of showers late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday, and then dry and mild on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry that way for a long time. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good. I got two quick questions for you, and see if I'm following this correctly. So the Democrats are upset because they were investigating Biden. Does that mean that if he wasn't running for office, it would have been okay to investigate him, but because he's running for office, you can't. And if so, does that mean anybody running for office in the future can't be investigated by a president?
Hillary Clinton, welcome to the 2020 election. It's a very good point, Ken, very good point.
That's exactly what this all boils down to.
I'm with you. I hear you on that one.
Anyway, I just want to see if I'm the only one thinking that.
No. I think that's a great observation.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. You have a good one. Yeah, very good observation. If he wasn't running for president, it would have been okay to ask that. But no, you're getting political dirt on you. No, you know, somebody may have done something wrong. Investigating that is not getting political dirt on it. So I thought Ken had a very good observation with that. I'm really eager to listen to how this is going to be presented on ABC, NBC, and CBS. Kind of give a little insight. Let's go to the Nancy Cordes cut that is talking about what is going to happen today in the Intel Committee producing the impeachment inquiry report.
The president also said Republicans are 100% behind him on impeachment. The House Intelligence Committee plans to release a key report today, and it's expected to show evidence against the president for potential articles of impeachment. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill for us. Nancy, good morning. Do we have an idea of what this report will say?
Sure. So this report is going to serve as the underpinning for the Democrats' impeachment case. It lays out the House Intelligence Committee's findings after 2 months of hearings and depositions. And Democrats tell us that their chief finding is that the president held up military aid to Ukraine and a coveted White House meeting while he and top officials pressured Ukraine's president to investigate campaign rival Joe Biden. Yesterday, House Republicans produced their own 120-page report, essentially a prebuttal of the Democrats' case. The GOP report insists there was, quote, no direct firsthand evidence that Mr. Trump improperly pressured the Ukrainian president. Tony.
And Nancy, the House Judiciary Committee is holding its first public hearing in the inquiry tomorrow. What can we expect from that?
Well, the committee has announced the four legal scholars who will essentially lay out the historical precedents for impeaching a president. Three of them were invited by the Democrats, one chosen by the Republicans, all of them law professors and longtime experts on constitutional matters. This hearing is going to take place while the president is away in London for this NATO summit. The White House was invited to participate in the hearing. Its lawyers could have asked questions, but the White House rejected that offer on Sunday, calling it an unfair process. And Tony, in London, the president was asked if all of this has hurt his standing on the world stage. He said no, but that he does think it has been bad for the country.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you?
Dan, Joey, how y'all doing, my friends?
We're doing great. How about that New Orleans Saints game?
Wow. I tell you what, you want to really know something that was nice. I watched last night as the Patriots, well, not last night, the Patriots went down to the Texans. I could not believe that. I was like totally shocked. But it's great. The Saints have moved up to number one seed. It's a great day for the New Orleans Saints and a great day for the state of Louisiana because they love New Orleans Saints.
They do.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead, Dan.
No, I said they do.
Yeah. Guys, look, I know I haven't called in a while. I was running around, all family folk and everything down there in southeast Louisiana. Had shing dings going on all over the place. went out on some fishing charters and all kind of just fun stuff. But I just want to remind everybody of the ignorance of the left and the Democrats. These guys is hilarious. I just love the way Trump puts them on display for us. They come out with all this and that and that and this and responding to Trump, and Trump just suckers them out there to get them to open their mouths and they actually tell us who they really are. They're not Americans. They're a bunch of hacks. They're a bunch of crooks. And guess what? the crook list is about to come out here pretty soon, huh, Dan? Is the IG getting close?
Monday, but I don't, whatever, because of the leaking that's being done, they're trying to tap this thing down big time. They're panicked about this.
Well, they need to be panicked because, Dan, you know how I feel about all this, and that I don't think we need to show them any kind of respect whatsoever, and I'm glad President Trump has called it what he is. He's going to be out the country. They want to go forward with this and everything. That's fine and dandy, but I just look forward to the IG report coming out, and I look forward to getting some kind of follow-up before the end of the year, I hope, by bar. And, you know, these guys is a bunch of crooks. They've been robbing our country. They've been robbing us within and without throughout the whole world with all the stuff they're doing. And it's been high time that America has got a hand of blessing from God, and that is our president, Donald Trump. And like he said, when we see this kind of stuff, we got to remember what this means. That means that he's draining the swamp. And great job by great President Donald Trump by draining the swamp. We need the swamp drained to save our country, Dan.
I agree with you, but the Dems are kind of feeling that they're trying to save our country right now.
Well, they're going to see what's going to happen because they once again, everybody remember, they don't like Donald Trump, but they hate us for putting him in the office. And guess what? I'm doubling down on the hate because I'm putting him back in office again. And I'm doing everything I can out here to push Donald Trump straight into 2020 and keeping America great as it is today. Do we really want to go back to all the nonsense, all the foolishness, all the craziness with the bathrooms and everything else, all this crazy, crazy stuff that these people want to do? And we're going to put Donald Trump back in office, and then we're going to give him the opportunity to be our president for 4 more years and put at least one more justice on the court. I'm sick and tired of the Democrats trying to run our country from legislating through the courts and not legislate through the Congress and the Senate and the process that needs to be done. These folks are about to get a swift hand from the American people, and I'm going to continue praying, keep pushing Donald Trump forward to everyone. Look around and see if you're better off than you was when the lunatics was running everything. And guys, let's make some common sense decisions. And it's not hard to make. Just look at what you're looking at. I see crooks every time they step on TV, Dan.
Rodney, I appreciate you. I want you to have a great day.
All right, guys, y'all all keep up the great work that y'all doing down there. You enjoy, and I'm going to keep on listening out there. And everybody that they can hear me out there, I apologize. I was out just running around acting like a foolish little young boy down with everybody, my family and everything, and I was away for a while, but I'm back here sound in Alabama, and I'm heading straight for us, fast as I can, campaigning for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Dan, I'm going to get back in touch with you, and I'm going to come down there and see you here soon.
You got it. Thanks, Rodney. Appreciate you. Let's do this. Let me pick up with a couple of things that are kind of loose ends here, so we kind of round the turns. Let's start out with Trey Gowdy here. Trey Gowdy is going to be talking about Lisa Page and the text taken out of context. Listen to how he handles this.
First to Trey Gowdy, who in June of 2018 laid out his case that these two FBI agents, Strzok and Page, whose text messages caused a firestorm, he made the argument were acting with political bias. Watch.
Same Peter Strzok who wrote the bigoted nonsense of Trump. Trump's a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. We have the same FBI agent, Lisa Page, and the same FBI agent, Peter Strzok, working on the Clinton email investigation, the Russia probe, and on Mueller's team.
Former federal prosecutor and former oversight committee chair, Trey Gowdy, joins me now. Lisa Page is tired of being quiet. She said, I'm not going to be quiet anymore. I'm tired of, I get a gut punch, she says, every time I hear the president mention me at a rally or in a tweet. And she wants everybody to know that these were taken out of context. So I want to start by putting some of these up on the
screen.
To this. Just to remind everybody what these text messages said. Number one, Trump is not ever going to become president, right? Right? Exclamation point, question mark. No, he won't, answered Peter Strzok. We'll stop it. Then it goes on to say, there's no way he gets elected. That's from Peter Strzok. But I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event that you die before you're 40. So, Trey Gowdy, we still don't know, based on this article, what they were talking about, what that insurance policy was and what their plan was.
Well, I think we have an idea what that insurance policy was. We asked her about it. Remember, Martha, we deposed her when I was still in Congress, and it was some unusual analysis of whether or not to burn a source. She did not think Donald Trump was going to win the election in November, but when she says things need to be put in context, the word loathsome really doesn't need to be put in context. And when you say somebody will be a national security disaster, that doesn't need to be put in context. These texts have been out there for, what, almost 2 years now. So your viewers are smart enough to read them and know that the lead FBI agent and the lead FBI lawyer were both biased against Donald Trump. That's who was investigating him in 2016. I'm not sure how she thinks context is going to improve that.
Good point, Trey. Miss O'Trey. Excuse me. So Trey Gowdy is going to continue on here and he'll be talking about the Peter Strzok text and his involvement with him.
So you had an exchange with Peter Strzok, who tried to give you some of the context of these text messages, and you kind of shut him down. Here's that moment.
It's important to take those texts in the context of how they were written and what they meant.
Someone may ask you that question, Agent Strzok, but I didn't.
What I can tell you is that text in no way suggested that I or the FBI would take any action to influence the candidacy.
That is a fantastic answer to a question nobody asked.
So they both say that when you look at the context that, you know, they've been unfairly portrayed, you know, that these text messages were about something other than they appear to be about. Why didn't you want to know more about that in that moment?
Well, I'd already spent a day with Peter Strzok before that public hearing, which is one of the longest days of my life. So I've already heard every explanation he has. And when your answer, when you say we'll stop it, and you want to try to convince people that we really is not the plural for I, that he didn't mean we, he meant something else. I think his explanation us was, what I meant by that was the American people will stop it. Now, granted, he's not having a conversation with the American people, he's having a conversation with Lisa Page. Martha, they were talking about impeachment before even Adam Schiff was talking about impeachment. Remember, Trump had just won in November, and they're already swapping reading lists, including all the president's men, and musing wantingly about impeachment. This is the same Peter Strzok. Keep in mind, he didn't want to be on an investigation into what a foreign country did to us in 2016. That wasn't enough for him. If it wasn't impeachment, he wanted to nothing to do with it. So, again, put yourself in Donald Trump's shoes. You're being investigated. In fact, the investigation's begun by a guy who says he can smell your supporters, will do anything he can to stop it. They think you're loathsome. They think you're an effing idiot. That's who is dispassionately investigating someone. No wonder he's got so little confidence in the FBI right now.
I tell you, Trey Gowdy, if he's not playing the role of an attorney, playing the role of a spokesperson on this whole thing and really speaking to this matter, he is outstanding. He just nails this thing. So now Trey Gowdy on Page, freedom of speech and double standards of Trump versus Page.
What about the freedom of speech? Because she says, look, this had no impact on my work whatsoever, but I'm an American citizen. No one can take away my right to say what I want to say when I'm offline and away from work. And that's all this is. It didn't impact my work at all.
2 points on that. Yep. She does have freedom of speech and we have the freedom to reject what she said and tell her we don't believe it. But the broader point is this. I mean, keep in mind, Strzok and Page and the Democrat and the D.C. media's argument is, yeah, they were biased. Yeah, they said terrible things, but it had no impact on the outcome. In other words, Trump was treated fairly in the end. Now, contrast that with what Trump's going through with impeachment. Now the Democrats are saying, even though there were no investigations of the server or the Bidens, and even though the aide was released, they're now hyper-focused on the process. It's the phone call. That's all that matters. So to Democrats, all's well that ends well if it's Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, but if you get the aide and there's no investigation, that's not enough. It still may be impeachable just because we didn't like your process. That's duplicity. It's a double standard, and that's why the American people, I think, are completely unmoved thus far by the impeachment hearings of Chairman Schiff.
Bam! Gonna be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 29228, last segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. A couple more things we have to get to here, but let's continue on with Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy in the Senate is the real target. Now, this is something to think about here. In other words, is the vote in the Senate trying to shake off some people, such as in Colorado, that he votes the wrong way and they take him out of office? Listen in.
You've seen the GOP response to the beginnings of this impeachment process, which is rolling out this week. And just to summarize it, they basically say that the process is unfair. They say that they think this is an unimpeachable event, this phone call on July 25th with the Ukrainian president, and that President Trump had every reason to be concerned about corruption in Ukraine. They think the Democrats are setting a bad precedent. And here's what Adam Schiff just put out in terms of his response to the GOP this evening as they go back and forth. He says the minority dismisses this as just part of the president's outside the beltway thinking. It's more accurately outside the law and Constitution and a violation of his oath of office. Your thoughts on that before I let you go tonight?
Well, what I think, Martha, I just celebrated Thanksgiving, got a big family. I haven't met a single solitary person in my family or outside my family whose mind has changed since Adam Schiff began these impeachment hearings. No one's mind has changed. So he's not going to be removed from office. This is not about removing Donald Trump from office, because they know they're not going to be successful. It's about shifting it to the Senate, where you can put people like Cory Gardner and Martha McSally and Tom Tillis in a really tough spot. If they can win the Senate, even if they lose the White House in 2020, then he is a neutered president. And I've always thought this is much more about the Senate than it is removing someone from office, because they're not going to get a conviction in the Senate trial.
So we got that? In other words, those people that vote against impeachment, then those states, such as Colorado, take it out on them. Or Arizona.
Interesting.
Now, the reverse effect of that would be Doug Jones here in Alabama.
Sure.
So we'll see who's behaving themselves here. So Trey Gowdy now is going to be talking about being counsel for the president, and he's just now going to be able to work this out.
Before I let you go, any chance that you're going to become the personal attorney to the president if they make a change in that office with Rudy Giuliani?
I would have needed to start a long time ago. Yeah, there are depositions to read. There's evidence to consider. There are witnesses to examine. They haven't even let Pat Cipollone or Jay Sekulow. Those are two really good lawyers. So the president has two really good lawyers. They haven't let them participate in it. I was an average lawyer, but I did it for a long time, and I need to participate to be able to effectively represent someone. You can't do it starting on January the 1st, going to a trial on January the 4th. You just can't do it.
So they're going to rule him out. Now, if it goes into February when Judge Roberts is available, I wonder if that changes things. But being where he is right now is actually a pretty good place to be. Let me try to hit one other thing, and that is Judge Napolitano talking about the gun rights cases before the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court weighing its first major gun rights case in nearly a decade.
Justices hearing oral arguments yesterday from Second Amendment advocates who are challenging a New York City ordinance that limits the transportation of guns outside of an owner's house.
With what's at stake, we've got Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, it's hard to have a gun in New York City.
It is. Very few people have the right to possess a gun in their home. We're not talking about carrying a gun. We're not talking about police or retired police. We're talking about civilians who have the right to possess a gun in New York City. If you get that right, if you pass all the requirements, New York City enacted a regulation that said you can't transport the gun to anywhere outside of New York, to another home you may have where you also have the right to own it, to a shooting range outside the city. So that rule was challenged by a sportsman's club. When the Supreme Court accepted the challenge, the city changed the rule in the hopes of mooting the challenge by saying, well, the rule doesn't exist anymore. Instead, they wrote another rule that said you can go to a legitimate shooting range outside the city, but you can't stop. You have to go directly there.
Well, how do you know?
Well, look, the whole purpose of the New York rule is to make it difficult to own a gun in the city of New York. That is contrary to two Supreme Court opinions, which give you the right to keep and bear arms in the home. In the home is important, because if the Supreme Court rules on this case and invalidates the New York restrictions, that will expand the right to keep and bear arms beyond the home to your motor vehicle as you're traveling.
That's going to be an interesting case. Joey, we're running out of time again, buddy.
Indeed, we did.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Thanks for a great show, by the way.
Show.
Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. It's going to be an interesting show, I promise you. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Reb Udell the Great. He's next. Adios.